Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protest. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And this is what we're going to do right now. I'm going to say welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8. Verse 14, and for those who wish to send in any music or anything like that, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. You can Facebook T-H-E-E-I-M-I-J-J on Facebook, Emax the Image, and you can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you all for listening. Feel free, if you wish, to call that 646-478-0944 phone number. You can also Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic. That's Black House Sounds Open Mic, and I'll give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, well, you can Facebook Joseph Motley. JR period, but you can also go on the YouTube pages, both of them, for Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. He's got two new songs out, not one, but two solo songs, following up the Black History, Look at the TV, Black House Sounds track, but also As the Earth Keeps Turning Round for 2019 and 2020. And, hey, I'd be dropping W's that wins. Number nine, Ballhead Fred. Hey, he's got two hot singles, Luke Cage, as well as Run. Number eight, the Black House Sounds open mic, where BWE last Friday showed. You had host Mr. Powers, a lot of acts, a lot of new people. Sister Kim provided the free food. Number seven, Facebook, hazardous and toxic waste in low-income communities. Number six, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 202. More on that in just a little while. Number five, you can Facebook LDC's Final Soul Music and Other Music for the Soul at Happy Dog last Friday. Past 8 years, Lawrence Daniel Caswell was playing vinyl, wax, 45s, LPs, singles, all that type of stuff. You know, when I first met the brother, I had history with him. You know, before there was a Sheriff Kilroy, Jake Fields, the sheriff, went on his radio program. He was the first college radio program I went on. It was on WRUW 91.1 FM. It was called Every Nigga is a Star. And basically speaking, that's where I got a chance to play some of my music, leave my music around and stuff like that. Next thing I know, Silk was telling me, a brother by the name of Silk Kelly from out of Columbus, before he left for Columbus, he started saying, hey, you need to put music into other shows such as SOTC, Urban Lullabies, which is over on WCSB. And then the other show was DJ Tech Records, Legendary Hip Hop and R&B on the 216 block. Going back past that, number four. Wow, last Saturday, Miss Phyllis Strikes Black. More on that in just a little while. Number three, debuting Eric B. and Rakim at the House of Blues last Wednesday. Number, remaining in the same spot, the National Action Network March and Dinner and Luncheon was last Thursday. More on that in a little while. And then the debut, because of the pure volume of people, the end week of the Cleveland International Film Festival, which was at Tower City Cinemas. Before I go to the phone lines, I want to let people know you can check out Facebook, Fred Barkley Live Group. You can also go to Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio and listen to that program Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow's guest will be The Litter Bugs. And speaking of which, let me get rid of a couple of things before I go to the phone line and let people know that one of the things that I talked about, the Great Cleveland Cleanup, where The Litter Bugs, with a Z, will be April 27th and April 28th, 2019. Join us as we work to pick up all the litter from Cuyahoga County in one weekend. That is what's happening. I Hate Trash. You can register now to learn more, register or donate. You can email THEBUG at THELITTERBUGZ.org or www.thelitterbugswithaz.org. That's coming up. I also want to let people know from what I was talking about. The hazardous and toxic waste in low-income communities was last Saturday, April the 6th. It went from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Lutheran Metro Ministries, 4512 Superior Avenue, Cleveland, 44114. It was sponsored by the Brown Report newspaper, the Carl Stokes Brigade, and Concerned Citizens Organized Against Lead, CCOAL. And it was because of the peopleforum at gmail.com, and they spoke to, and it was beautiful. They spoke to, of course, Crystal Jones, who was Cleveland's first female heavy equipment operator, and demanded free speech and got it, as Crystal Jones was awarded November 2018 Patriot by Defending Rights and Dissent of rightsanddissent.org. Ms. Jones recently settled a lawsuit that she filed in 2018 against the city of Cleveland, forcing the city's administration to cease the suppression of her and her coworkers. First Amendment rights to free speech relative to working conditions on the job, misogyny, and disparate treatment. So those are a couple of things that at least I can get those out of the way, because those were things that happened, and I was glad to be able to at least say, hey, it's a beautiful thing to be able to do that. I'm going to take the time to go to none other than the 216-400 phone number, because they're so patient. So 216-400, how you doing out there? 216-400 going once. 216-400 going twice. I know what's going on. See, y'all don't fool me. I know for a fact that they do have none other than March Madness. It's the finals tonight. So for those who said, hey, I want to listen to the radio program, but I'm hitting that mute button so I can check out the sports and all of that, I appreciate you for doing that. I'm going to also, since I have it on me, give a lot of information at one time so I don't have to do it later on, which would be smart of me. So, you know, Hip Hop Workshop, the past Saturday, April, I will say 6, 2019, episode number 202 of the Hip Hop Workshop, where you had Mama Porter was at the door, DJ Dollar Rock had some Greg Sunlet mixes. For a couple hours, he did the mixes, right? You had Malik X from Ants, America's Next Top Spitter, the Bynum head of Black Studies Department, as well as Preston Pickett from the Black Studies Department, stopped through. You also had Ken Bree. The one thing about that brother was I have to promote him because Ken Bree has the new single called Sweet Ivory, based on a true story and video. He showed up, so that's why I'm promoting him, like I had to do the Litter Bugs, like Spotify, Music, iHeart, Deezer, Tidal, from the forthcoming album called Dirty Grandpa, coming May the 31st. That's all you need to know. I'm looking forward to that one. Now, where else was I? Oh, I know. Anyway, you also had LaBelle Thomas. He spoke a little bit about the whole Nipsey Hussle element. Ballhead Fred performed his hit singles, Run and Luke Cage. I think I better cue him up. You had MC Derek. You also had Brother Steve, E-Rock, the producer. Steve did excellent poetry. E-Rock did some nice flows. He's a young producer. You had Mr. Loris Gray, and she represented, Brick House Wellness. She did a couple of Zumba. But the most folks to ever Zumba from the Hip Hop Workshop joined her. It almost looked like a weird rendition of Gladys Knight and the Pips. Anyway, afterwards, she talked about a radio show, which will be on voiceit.com, called Queen's Court. And she got a chance to introduce and interview Dennis Cash, where Dennis Cash got a chance to at least talk about the upcoming Move concert that's coming through. Also, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, Tammy Kennedy, who talked about events coming up, which I love that as well. The Elder Statesman, Silver Bill Richards, was in the house. Bill Swain talked about the revolution, as well as Refused Fascism. Black Lives Matter Cleveland was broke down from Angela Y. Davis. Joe Jones from Father's Lives Matter talked about what he was doing. Brother Suave Gotti freestyle and taught on wins versus won, lose versus lost. Also, I'm just telling you, it was an excellent show because you had, of course, Moral Godfrey and Santorio Hector, who's got new music. He grew up on 93rd and St. Clair around Bone and all of those, so it's good to have a veteran in the house. The Litter Bugs was in the house. His brother Jeff performed and spoke about the great Cuyahoga cleanup. Cleveland Cavs posters from George Sabino was on hand. They were given out. You had four. You had Ballhead Fred gave away those singles. And, of course, we showed the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop DVD from 2004, that history, and Nipsey Hussle, other topics were spoken on, and a locals tribute. Before I do anything else, let me let people know what's going on. This coming Friday at 6, they say 6:30 p.m., but I'm saying 6. Get there on time, people. 2121 Student Center, free at Cleveland State University. It's the Nipenda Africa. It's free. 6:30 p.m. starting time, Cleveland Standard Time. It's a fashion show, African fashion show, and cuisine and food at the Black Studies Department of Cleveland State University. You can go there. You can dress African. That's going on this coming Saturday evening. Dontez Taylor, who has had successful cancer surgery, he's got a concert for his XP Rocks concert with Miss Ice of Ice Out Productions will be the DJ. Use Black on Black Crime Incorporated equipment. How does that work? It's also starring Poison Ivy, Stone the Butcher, Al Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy. So that means Man in the Street will be there. Dolores Gray, a.k.a. the Zumba Queen. Ball Hit Fred. Black House Sounds Better Off. And special guest is Dontez Taylor. Hosted by May and Jackie. That will be 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110 off of Ivanhoe. And also, tomorrow, Cassandra McDonald, Euclid NAACP, her mother's funeral is tomorrow, Tuesday, April the 9th, for Carolyn Ann McDonald. The wake is 9:30 a.m. Service is at 10 a.m. at Calhoun Funeral Home, 23000 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights, Ohio, 44146. Now, a lot of people are probably saying, wow, did Al Porter just get rid of a lot of info? Well, I'm just doing my best to try to get it out of the way, if you don't mind, because if I don't do that, then you all complain that I'm not telling you anything. And I've already gone through that with a lot of my listeners. Maybe I should let you all know, on top of everything, that Volume 1 was the past week, but we're going into Volume 2. Every community needs human and precinct development. Six areas of development that produce prosperity or devastation to a community, which are church, government, business, clinic, home, and schools. Ernest Harris, precinct government facilitator. The target audience is Black Republicans, but no person will be denied the knowledge due to party affiliation. 8 weeks of 90-minute sessions on Saturdays at 10 a.m. started the past April 6, 2019 to May 25, 2019. The location is Black on Black Crime, Inc., headquarters at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Snacks and water will be provided. That workshop is free to all participants and is from the Inner City Republican Movement. Change starts with choice. And let me throw out there this Sunday, April 28th. 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's the fourth annual DJ Cypher. Right now, tickets are only $10, but it's $20 at the door. DJ Tech, executive producer, VIP packages, hip-hop dance, free food, special performance, DJ battle, DJ showcase. That's at 850 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, at the Captive 8. There we go. And if I'm not mistaken, Dolores Gray is the host of that. So, like, you're probably wondering, what's he doing? I'm getting rid of announcements, please. Don't stop me yet. I'm on a freaking roll. I also want to at least take the time since I'm getting certain things, you know, out of the way, and I'm glad that I can do that. I can say that I was looking at certain things, and as I did, it was just interesting to be able to at least put out there, I'll say, information, because if I don't put out information, then that means we suffer for lack of information, and that's, you're not going to get that one off on me, because we do need to know certain things as they come up. So I would like to say, I see this, for those who are wondering what we were doing out there, the 19th annual march commemorating the memory of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. assassination, that was the past Thursday, the march on April 4th. Well, it happened on April 4th, 1968, so it was celebrated 51 years later and commemorated and thought of because of what he gave his life for, the dream. And it was definitely commemorated Thursday, April 4th, 2019, at 4 p.m. when Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church, well, the march started on East 105 in Superior. And Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s quote, "Oppressed people cannot remain oppressed forever. The yearning for freedom eventually manifests itself." And, of course, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, we made sure to have our at least flags out there for that, because that was a very, very powerful event. I also want to say that Mistress of Ceremonies, Dr. Marcia L. Thomas McCoy, Commemorative Prayer, Elder Jacqueline Goodrum, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Monologue Tribute, came from Prester Pickett. Some of them, because they gave out so many, but the Greater Cleveland Chapter, National Action Network, Greater Cleveland Chapter, 2019 Humanitarian and Warrior for Justice honorees were such people as Reverend Brandon Ware Abrams, Gospel and Radio Extraordinaire. Also, you had, if I'm not mistaken, Harry Boomer for Media, Aetna Borders, Behind the Scenes Humanitarian Public Service, Aiden Bryan, Young Advocate for Justice Award, Dr. Jacqueline Chisholm, Humanitarian and Advocacy for Children, Rhonda Crowder, Publishers, Fashions by Fowler Business of the Year, Ernest Harris, Precinct Government Guru, Dr. Valerie J. McCall, Public Service and Government Award, Evelyn Jordan Menifee, Behind the Scenes Humanitarian, Justice Melody J. Stewart, Dream Confirmed Justice Award, Victoria Thrasher, Behind the Scenes Humanitarian Award, and just as many names that I left off. So I just want to let people know that that did happen. It was a plus. Also, I want to take the time, since I can, to just let people know some of the things that's going on because, well, if I don't tell you, you'll blame me later on. So instead of me doing that, I guess I'll go straight to just like maybe a little bit of a message here or there, and that is if you Facebook Awareness Month event, the LOSE Lives, I think it should have been Lost Lives, but who am I to talk? As it said, through the coffee, CPS, Cleveland stands in solidarity with Black Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Inc., Black Man's Army, Fathers Lives Matter, Sisters Against Abuse. We ask that you join us at Public Square on Wednesday, April the 10th at 12 noon as we remember the lives of children who have died and why under the supervision and while they were under the supervision of Child and Family Services and relative agencies as well as the oh-so-notorious Common Pleas Juvenile Division. If you can, please join us, spread the word. These are young children's lives that can be saved. They're still children's lives that can be saved by bringing awareness to all the things that have occurred and continue to occur to our children by agencies charged to the caregivers and protectors. This is what we pay them to do. Yet research shows different help is definitely given. So please come through and help celebrate the lives of young children gone too soon. Thank you very much. So that's one of the reasons why we'll be out there at that particular event. And also for those who might have missed it, we will say Fathers Lives Matter put it out there and said people have asked, how can you help Fathers Lives Matter? Well, here's how. Please show up this Wednesday at noon, Public Square, to support us. We will be having a rally in support of all children that are veiled by Department of Children and Family Services. When I say we, I mean Black Lives Matter, Fathers Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime, Black Man's Army, April 10th, noon, Public Square. If you're a victim, come tell your story. So those are just some of the things that are coming up. Had to let you know because if I didn't let you know, then you all will have me. You'll be able to say, hey, you never tell us anything. And that will be true. So I'll tell you what we're going to do right now. I've been talking about it. He came through. He performed the single at the hip-hop workshop. Run, as he's living the black life. Yeah, it's satire, but it's a damn good single. He has two on there. Black Life, Run, Balls Head Freedom.
Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta watch my back, I gotta watch my back, cause these instants only attack. Yo, I gotta get the strap, cause these instants out to kill. They wanna take your DNA, cause your blood they wanna spill. It's real. Let's have a moment in silence, find some peace of yourself. Ain't no need for that violence, now quiet. Just need some self-control, quick to pick up a gun. Yo, you need to slow your roll, whoa, no. Punk, yo, don't make me go and shake it. Too many cowards out here, and they thinking that they gangsters. We at war, they don't really want peace. I see y'all street thuggin', cause y'all as bad as the police. Cause y'all killers, real n***a. When y'all see them dirty cops, y'all ain't trying to pull them triggers. When y'all see the police, y'all just scatter. I ain't dying over petty, my black life matter, come on. So what the f*** is you wildin' for? You buzzin' shots in the club, what for? you see the police, why you I see the violence won't cease, so I'm protecting my black line. Yo, they quick to put you in a slammer. Police don't give a fair, shoot you on camera. They evil, and they treat you like a slow burner. Gotta duck them f***ing pigs, cause they getting away with murder. Check it, you can run, but you can't hide. Yo, I'm God, I ain't got no time for devilish vibes. Wicked minds don't not hunt, and they wanna clown me. Rest in peace, Amir Rice, and they wanna Mike Brown me. Ain't no justice in this country, and it never was peace. When you hear them f***ing sirens, that's the sound of defeat. They won't cease, they love to pick a fight with us. Illuminati cops out here blood sacrificing us, fighting us. Yo, it's hard to get out they sight. When I'm getting pulled over, I don't know if I'ma die tonight. Leave me alone, I had a day. You ain't gotta break the law, they gon' f*** with your ass anyway. So what the f*** is you wildin' for?
Run, come
you harassing me, cop, what for? I'm protecting my black line.
I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Run,
protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you, protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you, protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
And before I go back to the phone lines, here's one of those things that I've talked about at a couple of different places, but not this particular story. But anyway, I have said, and I just want to throw it out here, that, you know, it's only 8-foot step ladder. It's necessary, but people ask me, why do you do what you do? All right. Did you know that Cleveland residents may need to increase their security? Because a new report that came from your local security reveals that Clevelanders experience more robberies than residents in any other Ohio city. Now, this is what's very interesting. Any Ohio city, but this is crazy. Cleveland ranked second most robbed city in the United States. According to the report, 69.99 people in Cleveland are robbed per every 10,000 people in Ohio. Probably going by incident reports, you know, those type of things that happen. Now, Cleveland also ranks as the second most robbed city in the country, following Baltimore, which has 95.87% people robbed over for per 10,000 people. Additionally, 84% of the 50 most robbed cities in the nation are located close to or are on the border of their state. So, with that being said, you know, I could say a lot of other things. I probably could. I just choose not to right now. I just want to say that if you have Baltimore, Maryland at 95.87%, Cleveland, Ohio at 69.99%, yeah, that's a big drop in between first and second place. Everything else is close, like Oakland, California at 62.98%, St. Louis, Missouri at 62.12%. So, 58.95 with, if you round it out with East Point, Georgia, Bridgetown, New Jersey, 55.61 from Lake Worth, Florida. My thing is this, all right, Cleveland, I'm going to put some positives on this if I can. It's going to be very hard to do that, but there are some positives here. All right, let's go with it on this end if you get my drift, because I said this at a, I will say, Black on Black Crime Incorporated State of the Inner City address before Bubba Art gave that. I'm very thankful that we have a lot of different activist groups. Some might get paid. A majority of our groups don't. We raise our own funds, but I'm very thankful because if we didn't do that, I can only say that what would happen is that would be so high, astronomically wise, we could end up in number one position. But because of so many groups doing things out of pocket, like mentoring programs, even hip-hop workshops, open mics, or taking the time for a man-to-man program or boy-to-man program that's run out there of East Cleveland, or I will say people being out there and talking to young people, finding them, listening to them, holding events. If that wasn't happening, Lord have mercy, it'd be a whole lot more. And that's the scary thought. But it's sobering. So I just want to say I thank those people who are getting out there, because they're those who will say there's not enough being done. And I can agree with that. But at the same time, if people weren't doing those few things, we would really, really be in a lot of problems. Before I go to the 216-209, I do need to at least address what has been going on, you know, recently for those who might have missed it or you name it. Tonight was very special because you had the Justice for a 9-Day Garrett Sleepover Committee, and they gave community updates on policies adopted by Cuyahoga County Department of Children and Family Services from the Sleepover Committee demands and recommendations approximately 1 year ago. And also, the Justice for a 9-Day Garrett Sleepover Committee will announce certain community resources to aid in the fight against child abuse in Cuyahoga County, Ohio. They also had Justice for a 9-Day Garrett Sleepover Committee allowed testimony during this 2-hour session of any child abuse or neglect. Bring written testimonies or even speak on it. As the grandparents of Deontay Lewis, James and Paulette Howard would speak regarding him being portrayed as a monster in the 5-month-old relationship that has gotten him 20 years in jail. That was located tonight at Jane at the Hunter Building, 3955 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115, with a press conference. And some of the people who organized was Art McCoy, was Black on Black Crime Incorporated founder, Action Chair, Al Porter Jr., the current president of Black on Black Crime, co-founder of Inner City Republican Movement and Urban Educational Justice League, Donna Brown, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Field General, co-founder of the Inner City Republican Movement, Rhonda Hills, Community Advocate, Urban Educational Justice League, Brenda Bickerstaff, Community Activist Social Justice, Angela Woodson, Community Advocate. So with that being said, those are some of the reasons why we're out there. As I go to the phone line of 216-209, that person is probably going to tell me a couple of different things. He's probably going to say, you know something? Wish somebody would come down there and rob man in the street for everything y'all got, because you all don't give enough information. Or they'll probably also tell me, speaking of everything, Department of Children and Family Services are doing a phenomenal job. Somebody needs to call 696-KIDS on your radio show. So what I'm going to do is go to 216-209 and let them get their say. 216-209, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What's happening, sir? What's happening?
Oh, man, this is John from Black Odyssey, for all those who don't know. Just about a week from today, we dropped a new video called Freedom Riders from Black Odyssey. And this is a big video for us because usually we call out our team. We do have a video team. But this time we took matters into our own hands and shot and edited everything ourselves. So, you know, it was one of those things that we took a big leap, a big jump, and a chance for a song that we really like. And people seem to liking it right now. It's only been out a week, and it's the numbers are very high. So I just want to thank the creator above for allowing us to get a chance to put together and form the words together to say and touch the right people. Because when you wake up in the morning, you see an inbox message from somebody from all the way in New Zealand, and they're telling you how those words reach them and how important it is to them and for them and what they've seen and what they went through. It just let me know that I am doing the right thing, and I'm touching people's lives the way that it should be. So I'm very thankful, pleased, and blessed for that. I want to send a big special shout out to Tay Wall. He just got back in town this evening from L.A. doing a real, real big showcase out there, and it was pretty successful. I don't want to spill all the details because, you know, even though he's a part of the camp, I just don't want to spill all the details. I want to keep that in-house until he's ready to let that go. Shout out to Donna Wallace and my good friend, Lethal from Black Odyssey. It's his birthday tomorrow, so I want to give him a special shout out.
All right.
And we're just going to do what's right tomorrow and celebrate as we should and have a little fun. And, man, God is great. I just want to say that first and foremost, because when you see something bad, just know it could have been a lot worse. And because of the fact that it didn't become a lot worse, it's because you didn't see it because you were in favor. And, you know, God put us in favor, and a lot of times favor is not fair. So too much is required, as much as earned, and too much is earned, as much as required. So never think that you don't have a responsibility on where you go and what you do. This is words from wisdom for me, because I just wanted to pass that along because someone told me that about to me and for me, and it works for me, so I know it can work for someone else. And for all those who want to check out Freedom Writers and other videos, you can go to YouTube, type in BLAQODESSY, and follow that same thing on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and any other major platform site. That's also with Get Right Music and NatPiff.com. Black Odyssey.
Man, I appreciate it. If you hold the line, I'm sure I'll get into something for you. Promise you that much.
Oh, I sure will. All right.
Hey, no problem. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Since I can let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe 44110 between East 152nd and St. Clair. Intersection of Euclid Avenue, the number 1, number 37 bus passes by East 152nd and St. Clair. And East, the Euclid Avenue is the number 28 bus that passes by Ivanhoe and Euclid. And the head of internal affairs will be our guest. The head of internal affairs will be our guest. So come through with how you can use that system for yourself, how easy it is. Hey, he's been able to hold some police very, very, I'll say, up to standards on what they should or shouldn't have done. Even brought them up on charges, which is deep. You can also Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Or go to the web for blackonblackcleveland.com. Also, before I leave out of here and go play some music, I'll let you know that OPN Radio on WeUpRadio.com, which is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can Facebook Al Reporter JR, period, with profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I tell you what, I'm going to quit running my mouth and go and do this. It's kind of deep. Got to keep praying, Black Odyssey. Be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways, pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious. I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying. No matter what, love you, just keep praying. Yeah, no matter what.
You know, there was something that I really didn't want to touch, and then every time I'll go not to touch something, the next thing I know, you all will get me into trouble and cause me to have to look at something extremely close. And I think one of the things is a lot of people are watching that finals game, and I don't blame you at all. Miss Phyllis Scott, I've always called her name a lot. I had a little bit of time to think about a post that she put out on March 27th, put out is her words. Well, and she never took it down, so she felt it. And I've called her name along with her partner, former partner that I've mentioned a lot of times, where she said, I've been talked about behind my back for what another. Others have said, therefore, anyone that has learned or said anything negative about me, come talk to me in person so I can clear my name so we all would be in a positive place. Seems that here up north, people always say the word transparency, but I have yet seen this in Cleveland, Ohio area, nor for Joe Little III, a.k.a. Joey Beans, a.k.a. Casino Joe, to practice what he preached. Tell the truth. I've been verbally abused. I've been mentally abused. Therefore, as the only owner of Urban Joe Coffee Cafe, I have officially closed the business down. I lost myself in Urban Joe Coffee Cafe and Joe Little III, Rude Boys. No trust. I am seeking a support group to help me through. Ms. Phyllis. Now, there's a reason that I'm bringing that one up. Not just to be talking about it, but to actually bring it up. Because past week, for those who may have missed it, several people that I knew got a chance to stop through. I even got a chance to contact Ms. Phyllis because it hadn't dawned on her that there was a workshop. Urban Joe Cafe is, or Coffee Cafe is closed. What she did was she opened up her new business since she's maintaining it. It was her money that bankrolled the business in the first place, where she spent thousands out of her pocket. Might be true because right now she opened up the Spotlight Social Center. Had so many people up in there. I saw National Action Network, East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club, Ants, America's Next Top Spinner, Malik, who had thrown a one-man stage play up in there, was there, and several others, HGS Music. The new place is Social Center, 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. You can call 1-888-553-6460 for more information. I do know that HGS has started doing many other things up in that spot, and he'll be there tomorrow from 7 to 9 p.m. where Job Corps will come through. People can do their own talent. I believe BWE will be a part of that as well. Also, I'll call it a good after-party spot that once the hip-hop workshop radio show ends, people can go and continue on and vibe down there. Now, I read all of that. I'm not going to get up there and say, so-and-so shouldn't have done this, so-and-so shouldn't have done that. You know, it's kind of bad when it gets posted on social media. But then again, before it got to social media, is it something that both of them could have worked out, because it seems to me like nothing started like all of a sudden. If there was a problem, it was probably months in the making, 9 or 10 months in the making, that they could have been able to get together, settle some things. But I do know it drew into public confrontations there at the spot. And I can say, if nothing else, no matter what, I wish, you know, Joe Little III of the Rude Boys the very best, so that maybe in the future things like this won't happen throughout his life. I expect the very best for Miss Phyllis Scott. I have a lot of respect for her, and I'll tell you why. She could have, no matter what, Tatiel and said everything was perfect. Instead, she decided to get out there and say, everything's not perfect. But instead of me going back, you know, to Texas or somewhere else, and this, that, and the other, I'm going to make this work right here in East Cleveland. I love the fact that I was able to get my own start down here. I'm going to add to it and help build a brand. And she reached out to a lot of people who were there beforehand, and it's good to see those people are still there, ride or die, from Dolores Gray to many others, Art McCoy, myself. I'm looking forward to see what she does with the opportunity given. So, you know, I'm going to step back and just say, hey, I'll be right back. We'll probably play some club music tomorrow at the joint. Might as well get that feel on. I'm going to put on one of my favorite tracks, because no matter what was said, still said some nice empowering things overall about women. So why not put on this one? Hey, that Big Legs, the Man in the Street edit, Emax the Image did the beat and the vocals. So there you go.
down. Yeah. Woo. Well, all right.
All right. So anyway, there we go. Now, I had to get off that 12-foot step ladder because it was kind of a serious one. But, yeah, it's nice to see Miss Phyllis has a business going on. Also, when it comes down to people that you look for, you know, I think it's very interesting because I had talked about this one, but, you know, like I say, I'm off that 12-foot step ladder, but on the 20-foot step ladder, I thought it was very interesting. I thought it was very funny. When a couple of weeks ago, you know, I didn't realize how bad it was because, you know, that, well, George Conway, who's the husband of key presidential counselor Kellyanne Conway, about a couple of weeks ago, you know, he had been really throwing his attacks, for those who missed it, on or against President Donald Trump. And so, you know, it was very, very interesting because President Donald Trump escalated his war of words with George Conway, the husband of key presidential counselor Kellyanne Conway. It was about maybe a couple Wednesdays ago when he branded the U.S. attorney a stone cold loser, husband from hell, which I thought was very interesting, but I guess that wasn't really stood out about the whole thing. What stood out was, well, Conway to Trump, basically speaking, his answer back, which I think caught a lot of people's attention, was, well, George Conway, you know, the husband again of counselor, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, you couldn't make this stuff up. And a top critic of the president fired back and said, well, you are nuts. That's basically what Conway wrote in a couple of tweets going back. He said, you seem determined to prove my point. Good for you, Conway said in a particular tweet. He did add to that the hashtag of narcissistic personality disorder. It was very interesting because he took the time to spell out why he thought that narcissistic personality disorder. He gave a few ideas on why he said, hey, you really are nuts, but you suffer from personality disorder. Like he said, and now here's where you get through on this 20-foot step ladder. Was he right? Well, he said a pervasive pattern of grandiosity and fantasy or behavior, need for admiration and lack of empathy beginning by early adulthood and present in a variety of contexts is indicated by five or more of the following. But was he right? Number one, has a grandiose sense of self-importance, such as exaggerates achievements and talents, expects to be recognized as superior without, wow, commensurate achievements. Largest crowd in the history ever. Greatest president ever. Most times on Time Magazine, which wasn't true. All right, how about number two? Is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. Okay. Number three, believes that he or she is special and unique and can only be understood by or should associate with other special or high-status people or institutions. Okay. How about number four? Requires excessive admiration. Your five has a sense of entitlement, i.e. unreasonable expectations of especially favorable treatment or automatic compliance with his or her expectations. Is interpersonally exploitive, i.e. takes advantage of others to achieve his or her own ends, was number six. Number seven, lacks empathy, is unwilling to recognize or identify with the feelings and needs of others. All right, so that's true. But the thing that I found very interesting is how Kellyanne Conway, the, you know, the wife of her husband, dealt with everything. It was, and she said, and she stood up for the president at the time and said, you think he should just take that sitting down, she says about Trump, after George Conway questioned his bill's fitness. So basically speaking, she let people know, well, when he is attacked, he will swing and throw punches back. You know, all I can say, after hearing that one, and that's it, after hearing that one, is that, well, she did say the president is a counterpuncher and asserted that the president is free to respond when he's accused of having a mental illness.
He left it alone for months out of respect for me. But you think he shouldn't respond when somebody, a non-medical professional, accuses him of having a mental disorder? You think he should just take that sitting down? Don't play psychiatrist any more than George should be.
She added,
you're not a psychiatrist, and he's not, respectfully.
So, you know, the thing was, I thought it was very interesting because we will say this when it comes to marriage, there's key words and biblical print. When it comes to loyalty and a few other things, do I blame Kellyanne Conwell? Well, I don't blame her for that in particular, but I do say that when certain things come up, it would have been nice if she had kind of thought about the fact that, you know, I'm not asking this. This is their business. Well, I've kind of married. It's that same form of loyalty that if, I don't know, my wife accuses somebody at my job or somebody of doing something and they get into it, I'm going to have to say, hey, will you please chill? Out of respect. And again, I blame the person who's the boss, because if you're not grandiose or if you're not nuts, the best way to make somebody else look like a nut rather than looks like two nuts fighting or you're answering back charges is for you to say, you know something, how am I going to argue with the husband of my employee when I know what I'm not? Time will tell. That ends all of it. It just isn't. No argument, no hassle, because you respect the dynamic of the situation of marriage, which you would think that would weigh heavily on the president, since he ran on, I didn't run on it, he ran on moral Christian values. So somewhere along the line, you would think he would respect the sanctity of marriage at some point. That's just it, because like I say, you call me a bunch of names and saying whatever, I just don't want to argue with you online about my mental instability or stability, because then it looks like a couple of unstable molecules, as they would say, from, I believe, the PIM particles or the Fantastic Four costumes, unstable molecules, and it just works that way on both ends. But, you know, it's time for me to do what maybe the president should have done in that situation. Maybe rise from the situation. And speaking of which, live from the garage, hey, he came to represent Ants, America's Next Top Spinner, at the Hip Hop Workshop. He also was down there at the grand opening of Miss Phyllis' spot. Why not play some Malik X Rise?
Hey, yeah. Hey. LMTG.
So much shit in the world going on. Smoking weed, drinking Hennessy to keep a nigga strong. Am I wrong? Cause a nigga want his soul, click the ball. I vow to never slip, haters wanna see me fall. Thank God for hip hop, the rhyme and the rhythm. Could have been a lost shoot, committing crimes, sent to prison. But I had a strong mama, she instilled in me my history. Now I'm in a position where niggas only wish to be. Look, this ain't shit to me, I do this for the love. Do it just because the funds will go to my son. He be ballin' when I'm dead and in the grave. Give a fuck about the fame, get familiar with the name Malik, nigga. Next to y'all was born to be a king. Is the picture clearer? The young monster, they can't conquer the fear is in him. And my pen is venom, label me the ticket's villain. Revolutionary flow, the government might wanna kill him. If you don't give a fuck, then put your fist up in the air. Black and strong like my name is Samson, drippin's in my hair. The legend in the making, on my way to greatness. Stone is for the taking. Competition, missing center, straight to Satan. Heaven sent with a devilish flow. The best and it's evident, nigga, I guess you should know that I come to rape the game and I ain't giving no apologies. Treat my lyrics like Twitter, you bitch. You should follow me. Follow much shit in the world going on. Smoking weed, drinking Hennessy to keep a nigga strong. Am I wrong? Cause a nigga want his soul, click the ball. Fall. I vow to never slip, haters wanna see me fall. I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas, spread it. I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas, spread it. I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas, let me have to ride on these niggas, ride on these niggas, nigga. Revolutionary on the run. A couple dollars, Malcolm X, book bullets, my gun. They wanna lock me down like H. Rap Brown, but like they said he did them pigs, I'ma click, clack, pow. They give a fuck about a cop. Fuck, cower behind a badge, I won't hesitate to load up my shit and just let it blast by. I wear my hair long, I'm representing my roots. A lot of niggas out here lying, but I'ma give you the truth. They ask for my religions, I tell them black nationalism. A lot of activists died through me, man, they still living. And every day I'm alive, I strive to just make a difference. I ride for niggas in prison, so those are
poverty stricken, victims of the system. For generations, half black men in the White House, the nation changes. Yo, America's still a racist society. Middle fingers to crackers, like, why the fuck is you iron?
So much shit in the world going on. Smoking weed, drinking Hennessy to keep a nigga strong. Am I wrong? Cause a nigga want his soul, click the ball. I vow to never slip, haters wanna see me fall.
Rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas. Swear that I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas. Swear that I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas. Make me have to ride on these niggas, ride on these niggas. Niggas.
That being said, I think it's time to rise. Out of this place, as we do, I'll leave you with this last thought, where you can check out the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. Life Obstacles is Saturday at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. Oh, yes. Kitten Angelica is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. MC Chill Talk is 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on Wednesdays at WERU 1490 AM on www.newstalkcleveland.com. And the reason that I say that is because I'm very thankful that I was just a name from co-producer to sole producer of the Art McCoy Radio Show on WERU 1490 AM. Look, I love you all. Stay blessed. Be safe. I thank you. Peace. Al Porter, we are done.